Miami's famous musical group, two G's in the middle, just hanging out.
Yeah, we're the two G's.
We're the two G's. My girl, Naisha, and Irlanda, hanging off to our sides. And we're the two G's
we're
in the middle.
We're the two G's in the middle. Just two white
tragedy
producers.
Struck for two G's in the middle when it was discovered that the entire group was just in blackface. VH1 behind the music.
Come on, fuck my ass.
Choo choo, fuck it.
Whoop whoop. Come on, fuck my.
She's yeah. got a pussy. She knows how to use it.
Uh huh.
You know,
is that ZZ Top?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's kind of out of the vein of.
What?
It should be that she has a penis.
Sometimes you switch it up, bro.
She's got a dick.
Without growth, you die, dude. If you're not
she's
growing, you're
done. She's got balls. She knows how to okay. use them.
She's got balls.
Yeah.
She puts them in my ass.
She puts them in my ass.
You ever had balls in your ass, Adam?
Adam loves
no,
it.
But
Adam
I have.
Getting I think booyahed.
Huh?
Adam loves getting booyahed. Remember that video?
I forgot about that video, yes.
Yeah. The booyah video. Yeah. That was really a moment in history.
Yeah.
That was incredible. In terms
booyah!
It was a moment for race relations.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. it's funny, because booyah existed in the culture for years prior to that, and no one knew what it was for.
Yeah, yeah, that was, is the real usage.
Booyah was kind of like lasers. It was mm-hmm. the thing that we invented in the 50s, and people were like, I don't know, that was the
That's
black
right.
community invented booyah while the rest of us were working on lasers.
Yes, of course, I remember that.
You know, mm-hmm. It's true.
There, what do you, there, you, have you yeah. ever been to an African-American history museum?
Miles Davis.
Yeah, their
Miles,
top scientists were working on
Miles
booyah.
Davis changed the landscape of music. There was a lot of advancement in the
free 1950s. Association, dude.
Free association jazz.
Yeah,
and then,
okay, yeah. What's and then, more jazz than putting your balls
right.
in an ass?
Well, there was a
and
lot
your
of
dick in a pussy.
There was a lot of yeah. emetic expression, right? There was uh-huh. a lot of guys that were just like, we'll try anything. Yeah. And there was a guy who was famous, like Boom Shakalaka Booyah.
Yeah, yeah.
He was mm-hmm. saying all these things.
Yes.
And they were like, man, Eric's on some. A whole nother level.
A whole other shit.
He's saying all kinds of shit.
Sex.
We don't even know. Not even having sex.
Oh,
he's just
saying,
sitting on the corner saying
boom,
things.
Shakalaka.
They're like, people are like, one day we're going to say that and it's going to mean something.
It's going to mean something
and
big.
Booyah was just a wreck because no one knew what it was for.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And
was,
then in that
he was
moment,
standing,
was
he was
a
standing
moment.
There. He was standing on he had
a
schizophrenia.
Special moment.
There was a guy named Eric and yeah. he had schizophrenia and he would say things like, talk to the hand. And people are like, what does that mean? And then 40 years later, you know, somebody was like, oh, get the step and talk to the hand.
Interesting.
And then it was put
so
together.
He was a prophet.
Not really a prophet. He was like the guy that invented lasers.
Oh, yes, of course.
See, what happened with lasers is some guy was like, check this shit out. I focused a beam of light. And then they were like, cool, we don't know what to do with this.
Gotcha.
It looks cool. And then even to this day, we're finding
we
new
really
things.
Don't, yeah.
It took until 1994 to figure out that you can...
Do the silhouette of a naked lady with a
you
laser.
Can, you can shine it in the eyes of mentally disabled kids.
And piss them off in your special needs high school that you're in for emotional problems.
No, it was a different guy I knew that would do it. I did, for the record, I never did that. There was a guy I knew who was the world's biggest asshole, a guy named Justin, that would fucking, he would shine, going around shining a laser pointer into retarded kids' eyes.
Oh my God,
which
dude.
Is the cruelest thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
It's
and then,
so objectively cruel.
It's yeah. just so mean
yeah.
that you can't.
They don't know what a laser is.
You know
is.
What? I don't care who you are. That's funny. Adam's playing a video for us.
Come on, get to the part where he says
get to
it.
The part where
well, he's putting the balls in the ass right now.
Booyah.
Take a look for old time's sake.
It really is incredible.
This is so funny, dude.
Put the dick down the pussy.
Oh, clown.
Put the dick.
Oh, nigga, what?
He's putting
the ass dick in the pussy. That's a nasty girl.
Hey,
clown.
Yeah,
baby.
Clown.
Now, I'm going to go try this at home.
Yeah, I know.
Respect.
Look at that asshole, don't even want to let my nuts out.
Booyah!
His nuts
Booyah.
Popped out of her ass so funny.
The way
dude.
His nuts pop out of the ass is very satisfying.
I feel like that would be painful.
It would be.
I can't imagine doing that.
I know.
It would be painful for your nuts.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, that's what mm-hmm. yeah. That's what Nick's saying.
Oh,
what
I thought you meant like a girl putting a pair of balls.
Balls
I mean, anything
would be better
in
your ass than a dick.
Yeah, probably.
They're fleshier, they're softer.
Yeah.
It would be like what you gotta get the hard nut in.
The way that his balls pop out and there's like a pop.
Yeah.
It is really satisfying.
Yeah, I want to watch that on loop, dude.
Booyah!
Booyah.
I love how he's taking suggestions from the rest of the guys in the gangbang.
Yeah. That anyways, really that's like lasers. Effort.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as how lasers work.
Ah, fuck, dude. I stopped at the bank in South Williamsburg, mm-hmm. you know, or Orthodox Jew neighborhood.
The temple.
And I gotta say, dude, it's like the way you gotta see a basketball game in Madison mm-hmm. Square Garden. Mm-hmm. It's the Mecca.
This guy's making
depositing
deposits.
A check.
There's a bunch of Jews hanging up in front of a chain link
fence. It's
the
Mecca, dude.
Drinking right. Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude. They're all cheering me on. Yeah. They're like, whoa. Yeah. Me depositing my monthly check is like slam dunking, yeah. dude. Just a bunch of Orthodox Jews.
There's some cops standing around wearing casual like sunglasses, Park. Making sure nobody rips anyone off. Make sure nobody gives somebody a bad deal. Then argument doesn't escalate and somebody sues somebody else. Just have the cops there. Community outreach cops. They're letting people pet the dog that day.
Yeah, dude. It was awesome. It felt so right.
Yeah.
I could tell they all respected me. Here's the thing, though. Can they use ATMs?
On Shabbos? No. They can't deal with money on Shabbos.
Wow, that mm-hmm. must be tough.
Yeah, a full 24 hours.
24
yeah.
hours, no. It's what the are they even doing?
You just see that it's like a Jewish guy on Shabbos, and you see him just like sweating profusely. It's a cartoon, right? And then they're like, oh, I can't wait to turn the AC on tomorrow. And they're like, AC, it's December. And then then another line says he's sweating because he can't use money.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
The joke
it
here
makes
is
him
that,
hot.
The joke here is that he's nervous about now. He's in anticipation yes. for using the money. The explanation is going down into the Garfield cartoons. Yeah. It's just printing all of the rest of the newspapers all fucked up because the explanation for your anti-Semitic cartoon that's in the Sunday paper. It's just overwriting the other. Just Beetle Bailey was like, you see, the Jew
that's
loves
right.
money.
Yeah. Beetle Bailey's reading that. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Who wrote that?
Wait, do Orthodox Jews work at that bank, though?
No.
No, it's just no. their domain.
No,
it's,
yeah.
It's in Hispanics. Their neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Hispanics mm-hmm. work there.
Yeah.
God, they give $15... minimum wage for sure.
I love
that's
got
to be the worst job.
They have their.
They were so happy to talk to me.
They have yeah, their own. Like,
I was
police.
Thank God.
Yeah.
They have their own police or yeah, whatever. Yeah. They have their own little sirens on the cars. It's like, yeah, I'm not moving.
I will never respect.
I'm
this.
Not moving out of the way.
No.
I will not pull
I
over.
I barely pull over for a real cop.
Yeah.
I'm not pulling over some fucking some guy who's got like a little fucking.
Yeah, I'm going to 187 one of those.
Oh, yeah. That's not even illegal, dude. They're not real cops.
They're not real cops. You can
yeah, cops won't... They won't treat you bad if you kill a Jewish cop, will they?
Mm-hmm. That seems like you shouldn't be able to do that.
What?
It's like, we're having a police that's just for our race.
Yeah, yeah. That opens up a bit of a problematic door. Yeah. You know what I mean? Talk about
like
slippery
a
slope.
Neighborhood watch kind of thing.
Yeah,
no,
we got our own whites-only police department here. It's only white people are allowed to be cops, and they basically what they do is enforce the laws to make sure that white people are kept safe.
Yeah,
and that there's—I don't think there's anything weird about
what's
that.
What's the problem there? I don't see. Yeah.
That sounds
well.
Like
that's the thing
the
about
cops.
Orthodox Jews. You
whereas
know
in
they
Chinatown,
care about other people.
Whereas in Chinatown, they have personally branded fire departments. That's the shit. That's
well, they also have
the twin dragon fire, raging dragon fire department. They got a bunch of fucking cool shit on the.
That is
yeah, that is.
That's
cool.
how you know the Chinese.
You pay them. To put out the fire?
No, it's still FDNY. They just
Right, and they have NYPD like Chinese cops in Chinatown.
Nice. You have to be Chinese?
They have they have like beat cops that are Chinese.
Yeah, but they still work for the police.
Yeah, they're still
they're NYPD.
But you have to
cops
think about
bilingual.
where their real loyalties lie.
Shamrim is not the NYPD. That's their own police department.
Yeah.
Shamrim
means guard.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a jacked Orthodox Jew in this neighborhood?
Never. I've never seen one that's under 25% body fat.
Yeah. So we could probably rob anyone we wanted in those neighborhoods.
Yeah. I mean, they have the real cops can still go.
You would be great is to see
they can't.
The Shamrim like hassling somebody and come up and be like, "Sorry, Christian FBI. this is my crime scene now."
I'll be taking this. Yeah. Turn this over to
this
me.
This is
please.
The sorry. I'm with the atheist CIA. So you can fuck off.
You can fuck off,
Detective Ricky.
We're gonna
Gervais.
Throw on some Bill Maher vids. Yeah, brew some IPAs.
Dude, fuck Bill Maher.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
He's fucking sucks. Yeah. Dude. That last episode where
you watch.
It came on by accident. I don't know how the fuck had happened. I stepped on the Apple TV remote, and then it was just No, I
stepped on the Apple TV remote.
I did.
And it went away and you
stepped. It somehow went all the way to HBO and then fucking, I guess it clicked on HBO Now, which was probably highlighted, and then the first thing that popped up on HBO Now was Bill Maher.
Right.
So that shit started fucking playing. It's
just like that time you accidentally stepped on it, it was just gay pornography.
That's never happened.
That happened.
You can't
Adam, you remember.
No, you can't get gay porn
Adam,
on Apple TV.
Adam, you remember.
You can't get it on Apple TV.
God damn it, Adam. We almost had him.
Yeah.
But you had to be such a stickler.
I'm a stickler, dude.
You had to be a stickler for truth.
Yep.
I just framed like to him say, for being gay on the podcast, dude.
Finally.
Framed. Behind bars.
Yeah. I didn't do it, I tell you. I've never looked at gay porn in my life. I'm just a regular guy. I've only had sex once. It was during the war with the Chinese. I didn't know what to do. I cried the whole time, and then I slit her throat. I used the propellers of my B-52 to chop her body up. I was so scared. I was so scared. The way my pee-pee felt, I didn't know what to do. I just had to slit her throat and chop her up into a bunch of pieces, but I didn't look at gay porn, I swear.
Is that true?
I don't deserve to be in here.
I don't believe. If that's true, we're going to get you to the judge right away.
Yeah.
This is a miscarriage of justice.
Yeah.
Well, we've looked at the file. I believe this man is innocent.
All this man did was chop up an Oriental.
And you were there. And you were there, too.
Wait, it was a dream sequence now? Or...
I'm sorry,
Larry. No, we all gangbanged her.
I'm sorry, Larry. Are you saying it was a dream sequence?
Listen, nobody fucking knows. Shut up! What are you, a Chinese? Let me at him. Man...
Larry, we weren't even at war with the Chinese.
It was WW2. You were stationed in Munich. I don't know where these Chinese came from.
He just killed a child he had sex with.
No, the Chinese attorney.
It's Jimmy Stewart in the Eagle of St. Louis.
But yeah, anyway, fuck Bill Maher, whatever.
Oh, yeah, he's whatever just going off about. On BDS.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Zionist, but he doesn't like religion.
He sucks, dude.
That's a hypocrisy to me.
Tell it, Adam. You're the only one qualified.
Thank you. Well, Bill...
You can take him from the inside.
Bill, if you don't like religion, you shouldn't like Israel.
Yeah, he's like, I'm sorry, but BDS is a bullshit purity test for Democrats with no understanding of history. It's because the Jews are white and the Palestinians are brown, and so automatically the Jews are the ones at fault.
Oh, dude, my God, really?
That's just... How reflexively, like, hypocritical that statement is.
I think it's so funny that him and... I'd probably say Chandler Bing are like the two most like they have such an obnoxious Jewish affect, but they're not Jews. You know what I mean?
Bill Maher's not a Jew?
No, he's not.
What?
Yeah, how is he not Jewish?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, he's like got that like nasal like I told you so.
He's from San Francisco.
Is he from San Francisco?
Also, you know what I've heard is that he doesn't leave that set. He has a fucking cabana on the lot that he just goes to.
Dude, it was right by where we were staying.
This motherfucker is like wants to talk about how the world works, and he's literally so out of touch.
It's right next to the Grove
studio.
He never leaves a fucking 100-foot by 100-foot area that has armed guards around it.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he just stays in that fucking cabana on the lot. And he wants, you know, and then repeatedly he's made that point about like, I've been saying it. I've been hoping for a recession. I can't wait for a recession because it would get rid of Donald Trump.
And it's so like, many people are going to fucking get fucked.
You don't care.
You don't care
about anyone. You just want to like, you don't even give a shit about Donald Trump.
Point.
You just want to be right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That show makes so many like 65-year-old fathers like feel so heard.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, but it's for no one else.
I just want to chop them all up.
Yeah.
I want to kill all
of them. Where are the Chinese at?
I want to chop them up like a Chinese whore.
And our next guest, sorry, that's my Bill Maher. Our next guest, racist Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, it is. It's for like 65-year-old men that are too pussy to even just be into like military history.
Right.
Yeah.
To engage in the fantasy where they could have been.
Yeah.
You know. They're like, nope, I made the right move.
Yeah. It's like, it's like for like, you know how when we watched Easy Rider, we're like, this is what our dads close their eyes and like think that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for that generation of guys.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm that cool.
Yeah. That was me in the 60s riding a motorcycle around getting pussy. It's like, no, you had like a shitty beard.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You were in Canada.
You pretended to learn guitar for like 4 months.
You did a half tab of acid one time.
Yeah. If you're listening to this and you're old, suck our dicks.
Suck our dicks, you
old. We have
old,
no respect
old,
for
old
you.
Piece of
We're
shit.
Never going to fucking die.
Die, yeah. Bitch. I'll fucking kill you.
I'll fucking kill you with my bare hands if you're old.
I like how there's like Zoomers now, which are like the generation younger than us, and they're like, it's our turn. And it's like, there's zero distinction between, like, it's the same exact culture.
Yeah.
There's no fucking change.
No, I think they're kind
of
tired.
They have a handful of new fonts.
No, I
they have phones. They have TikTok.
Kinda, in 10 years,
they got TikTok, and they're kind of black pill. They're kind of nihilist.
That's what you think, or
is that the 19-year-old girl you had sex with? Told
you've
you?
Observed.
Yeah, all the 14-year-olds that I've fucked,
or is this
no? They because they were the kids that like had iPads at restaurants.
Yeah,
because so, their parents would be like,
thought,
shut up.
I thought they would be black pilled. I mean, I felt like
I think
that was
they are.
Be
that's
my call.
What Bonnie
no.
said.
They're not, though.
But her daughter might just be...
She's 7 years old. That doesn't count. I mean, it's like... I'm talking about people
well,
that are...
She's like 13, isn't she?
People that are like 15 to 20 now.
No, I think that a lot of them like...
I think it has the same fucking spread as
a lot of the SJW shit is millennial shit. I think it's more a millennial thing than a Gen Z thing.
It's probably an equal split.
No, I think because we like we're
you're probably thinking about like five cool Zoomers
what I think
that
you're
I met,
doing
that you met. Not
what I think
real.
You're doing is repeating things I said to you 4 or 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Yes.
Hold on, Adam is holding a diary that says things Nick said.
Nick said.
Dude,
yeah.
He's looking at Stumptown Coffee, West Village.
Yeah, I know a guy.
Nick said this.
I know a guy that lived with this dude. And like they were moving or whatever, and the guy's fucking diary fell out. It was my friend Bobby.
Oh my god!
And he told me he's like this guy sucked or whatever. But his like he like either the guy left his diary or left it. And so Bobby went through it and he found a page where he literally had a list titled "Cool Things Bobby Has Said to Repeat."
No. Oh my god, that is one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Anyways, that's what Adam does.
I don't
is
do that.
That. You, Adam?
He doesn't have a diary.
Were you that guy that lived with Bobby?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm one of a kind, an original.
Yeah. No, I don't think Zoomers
one
are
of
black.
An inch.
I don't think Zoomers are
no,
black.
No, I think,
I don't
like,
think I think there's very little difference.
It might be anecdotal, them. But the Zoomers that
it's
I've
definitely
met,
anecdotal.
Like
it
got rid of
there's
their
no mic.
Got rid of Instagram.
You've
at
been
like
doing
15.
Studies.
Yeah,
it's definitely anecdotal.
It's anecdotal, I'm saying. But they like got rid of Instagram when they were like 15.
Well, how does that have now? How does that have any bearing on their fucking
because
like,
I think
disposition?
That, because I think that like millennials are all embarrassed about like saying problematic things when they were like 18 or 17, and now they try to virtue signal their way out of it by like dragging other people and like call out culture and stuff. because they want to like project.
So
that
Zoomers
good
don't
people.
Have Instagram, so they can say the N-word freely.
No, I think that Zoomers kind of like had to process that way.
That's not that doesn't apply across the board. Plenty of woke people were never problematic. There is a subset of like recently woke people that are into this fucking like redemption for their irony thing, where they have to like self-flagellate publicly and say, I hated myself, and that's why I needed the something awful forums
to say the
N-word.
And
it's like, who is this for, you fucking lunatic?
Who does care about this?
No one cares.
No one gives.
You could also
no
just say nothing.
Yeah, you don't have to say anything.
Yeah. This shit's embarrassing.
You know what would be more respectable is like, yeah, I got a fucking job now. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. I grew up. How about that?
Here's, I grew up. It's like, I have responsibilities. I have a kid. I don't want to fucking like.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm an adult with responsibilities, and there's more at stake than like my mom being mad.
Right.
Yeah. Being in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that. This is my theory, and it's maybe not true.
Again, it's not your theory.
It's something you said 5 years ago to me.
I mean, I do remember.
You didn't say this 5 years ago to me.
I definitely remember.
You can't take any good point that I make and say that it came from you 5 years ago.
I've never done this before where I said it's my point.
I don't think it's a good
point. I think you've repeated a lot of. Yeah, first of all,
I'm not repeating anything.
It's up for debate.
It is up for debate.
You repeat things you've heard Felix or Will say constantly.
No, Felix and Will hate Zoomers. Here's my
I'm
hunch,
not
though.
Saying in this instance. This in so now
here's my
now,
hunch.
Now
why do they hate Zoomers?
Now I think Matt hates Zoomers. Actually.
See, Mister has everyone's opinions cataloged in his head, so he can
Matt.
He can pull
Matt
from
thinks
them.
That they're Matt's like little, scared of them,
like a little jewelry box. I think decides what jewelry he's gonna wear today.
Okay,
I believe I'll put on my Zoomers or black pilled earrings.
No, this is not.
And
shut up.
And fag around.
Why
the
do you
apartment.
Have to make it into a?
Everyone,
gay
look at me.
Why does this have to be a gay?
Holder with, it's because all the millennials are shamed. That's why. It's a madam madam with my madam madam's specialty opinion.
Here's the thing. Okay, when we were adolescents, when we were in high school, middle school, we didn't have like call out culture and like virtue signal bullshit.
Yes.
No, we didn't.
First of all, people have always hated me. And
yes.
Always,
well, that's you.
I've
that's
always
you.
Said
yeah.
bad.
People have always tried to find things you've
no,
said.
No, when we were in high school, no one was
like,
getting
people,
canceled.
People be like, oh, aren't you worried about being canceled? It's like, I was canceled in 2004.
Yeah. Okay, fine. You're a special example.
Time.
But I say, for the most part, no one was getting canceled.
No,
when
people were homophobic as shit.
Yeah, people were saying really fucking problematic homophobic shit. I think they grew up in a time where this like canceling was a thing. And so they processed it a lot younger than us. And I think that that's where there's a difference between us and them.
I don't think it's cancel shit. If they're black people, it's because the fucking world's going to end while they're alive.
That's another huge part of
that's
that.
That's what...
They inherited a planet that's
that.
Like...
It's
yeah, they inherited a shitty-ass planet.
Fucking bloggers being mad at people.
Anyways, it's going to be great to see how millennials similarly fuck the economy the same way boomers did, or in a different way that's equally as shitty. But then they're not going to have any of like the art to hold up to demonstrate that it was worth any of it.
Workaholics, dude.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Look at
millennials made workaholics.
Look at the success. Look at the success of this podcast.
Exactly.
Look at this show. I mean, the absurdity of it.
Yes, this makes
no
sense.
The fact that
this
people
is so stupid
will listen to me. Complain about Adam fagging around the apartment.
With
fagging around
earrings.
Is a funny thing to say. Opinion earrings. That was funny, but it's not
oh, is
true.
It? Oh, thank
it's not
you.
True. It's not true.
You know who thought it was funny first? Me, when I fucking said it.
Well, I'm glad you said it because this is a comedy podcast and that was a funny thing to say for our comedy podcast, but I wouldn't say it's true because I don't put on opinion earrings.
Yes, you do.
I just have one small
hoop I'm just
earring.
Saying, I distinctly remember my take and talking about it like probably around 2013-14. I was like, there's this assumption with like millennials because they talk to like fucking, you know, like a 23-year-old in 2013 is like looking at what fucking 16-year-olds are doing on Tumblr at the time.
Yeah.
And being like, all that like the kids are all right shit or whatever. And it's like, well, they're not going to be. I mean, people are going to be inundated with this retarded fucking quote unquote discourse between, you know, older people who always look lame, no matter what. They always look fucking lame.
Yeah, but it's also...
And the only out is to be fucking blackpilled. But as time goes on, it's like, I don't really see that. I mean, sure, there's a couple of them that are heroes and forward thinkers, like Elliot Rodgers.
No, he's a Zoomer legend. No, he's cusp. He's cusp. He's cusp millennial Zoomer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think he's millennial, probably, actually.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're the vanguard.
Yes.
Right. I think Zoomers started like
steering through time on righted ships to drag along their compatriots into that dark
night.
Dude,
he's a good writer. You're right.
Elliot Rodgers. Dude, he is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, no, I mean.
He was the Herman Melville of our time.
I said it before, Dickensian. It's really, I mean, yeah. I felt like I was reading
his
Great
No
Expectations.
Pussy Getting Manifesto?
Read it?
I read it too, yeah.
Really?
I love manifestos.
It's, how long is it?
It's long, dude. It's long like as fuck, shit. It's like the length of a fucking, like a short novel.
Really?
And it's really good.
It's not bad.
I mean, for a guy that...
What is the writing or the content?
A guy that like smashed his parents' car into a bunch of shit because nobody fuck me.
Yeah.
Because no cute Asian
that feel
girl,
with
GF,
no GF. Yeah.
No Asian GF. For it to be that guy going into that manifesto and what you expect out of it.
Right. It's shockingly well written.
It's weird because it's like it doesn't hinge on any kind of like what makes it a good writing is that it has kind of a distinct style that is like uniquely Elliot. There's nothing like mm-hmm. overwrought about it. Mm-hmm. It's like sort of sincere and paced correctly and like you know, I mean...
You think he, like, did drafts, or do you think it was...
I don't know. I mean, some people just have an ability to effectively communicate in, like, a written way that's, like, it doesn't need to be dressed up in any way. You know who's good at Stephen King? He's great at that.
I've never
he
read
killed,
Stephen
did
King.
Did L.A. Roger kill sorority girls? What did he do? He tried to? Or he
yeah,
did
he
kill
killed
them?
Chicks, yeah.
Oh, damn.
At UC Santa
well, he
Barbara.
Killed... To be fair, he killed mostly men.
Did he?
I thought he was trying to go to a sorority house and he never got in.
No, the murder started in his apartment. He invited two other Chinese men over and then killed them.
What? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Elliot Rodgers was handsome, too.
Yeah. He was fine. Like he should have gotten
good.
Some
he
pussy.
He should have at least got, like, accidentally tripped into one pussy.
Yeah.
And his personality was just probably so bad.
He was so annoying.
He invited two guys over and then killed them and then went to the sorority and didn't have the physical strength to open the door. So he got in the car and just started
he shot writing. Some girl on the street.
Yeah, and then he started
Jesus.
Just
her parents
started
were in
firing
that incel
from
documentary
his,
I watched.
His Audi.
Fuck.
Yeah.
The supreme.
He had
gentleman.
An Audi.
Yeah, he had like an Audi or yeah.
Oh fuck this guy,
he
did, dude.
No, yeah,
oh,
he was
in an Audi.
He was,
any
he was
pussy?
Like a rich brat.
His parents were incredibly rich, but the way he writes about his family, too,
I love it. I love
it's
how
great
he talks about his
because,
family.
Because yeah, he has in a way where yeah, like millennials are all like fucking class conscious. To an aesthetic extent that they're like ashamed of, you know, if one of them right. was an heir, they wouldn't be like, and my family, mm-hmm. and it, you know, or Elliot Roger is like the esteemed Roger family.
Yeah, he would like get mad at his dad for not having enough money.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, because his grandfather was
he's like we
some,
we have to be rich, Dad.
Yeah, some his
like
grandfather.
His value system was fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. His grandfather was somebody that, like, he was some publisher or something.
Have you ever read Ted Kaczynski's manifesto?
A little bit. I mean, and when I say that I read the L.A. Roger manifesto, I mean, I spent maybe an hour on it.
Yeah, probably me too.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't read
I don't think
thing.
I've ever finished any.
There's maybe three books I've ever finished.
I'm reading Blood Meridian right now.
Ender's Game. Blood Meridian's one of them. And then,
it's really good.
I think... nope. You know what? It's just those
just two. Ender's Game and Blood Meridian.
Yeah.
I read a book about George Washington in like third grade.
Uh-huh. Did it have pictures?
I read The Bluest Eye. It did not.
No pictures.
No
just
pictures.
Words?
It was big. It was like a 300-page book.
I remember reading some Bo Jackson, like either ghost-written autobiography or biography.
Yes.
In fifth grade.
Yeah.
I read Jay Leno's autobiography when I was like
damn,
in sixth grade.
Kids are gay as shit.
I know, dude.
The kids liking
I was like,
stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I will not let my kid like anything.
Yeah, I read dude, so many
anything,
comedy
he's like, Dad, guess what? I'll be like, shut up.
Shut up, you fucking
idiot. Lower your eyebrows. Lower your voice. Do not care about anything.
I read in middle school.
Don't ever care.
Shut up. Do not care.
Don't care. Don't speak to me. Do not fucking ever try to enjoy anything with me.
I used to read John Grisham books in middle school. And I read The Firm, and there's a scene where he cheats
it's
on
about
his
my
wife.
Dick. Mm. The Firm is about my dick.
And I jacked off to...
He jacked off to a John Grisham book?
I jacked off to a John Grisham novel, yeah.
So later he could tell girls and be like, actually, I jack off to books.
It was the only time I've ever jacked off to
a book.
I'm trying
to think if I've ever jacked off to the written word.
He's on a beach in the Caribbean.
How about the written
turd? And he cheats on his wife.
just one of those like pictures that's made out of letters, but it's a piece of shit.
I want to redo the movie Castaway, but Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks like really like effectively utilizes turds for a lot of his crap.
For pussy? Well, to make pussies out of?
Yes, he's fucking his turds.
He's making turd pussy.
He's living in a house made out of shit.
That's good. Yeah. Honestly, probably. You could probably do something with that. Just dry out some shit.
Tom Hanks coming out of a... Just a hut made out of his own shit.
You're like, Wilson! Did he fuck Wilson?
Wilson.
Yeah, yeah. They had a sexual relationship.
Wilson.
Is there
No. Yeah. Wilson!
I would have assumed he fucked Wilson.
He found out he was gay. Yeah. through his relationship.
That's why I thought
Wilson.
He was so sad when he lost it. I thought he fucked
him. No, it was his only friend, bro.
Yeah, I like that he's been eating like bugs for 6 years, and then he comes back and meets his wife, and then he just like takes a shower, and he's like, "We got a football team."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Back to normal, I guess."
That was after that Rams Titans Super Bowl.
Yeah, I guess we're all just we have business as usual.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
me, I got a parasite that lives in my brain now.
Yeah,
from eating boar.
The parasite
feces.
Is who you're talking to.
It's taking over my brain completely. Yep.
Whoop. Woo. Can I lay some eggs in your pussy? Yeah. Have sex with you?
Yeah. Sorry, I gotta go outside and shit in a bird's mouth.
Damn.
I have some impulse to shit in the cat's mouth for some reason.
So wait, he's in there for 6 years? Is that real? Is that a true story?
Something
like Castaway?
That. Like, yeah, fuck, he's a long ass time. At least like a year.
I would have died so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Oh, yeah. So fast.
You would have died.
Well, he survives because all those FedEx packages wash up on the ship.
In the opening
and he gets
scene.
A bunch of cool stuff.
When
so
it's
he's
raining.
Got a cool
he's got like
shirt.
A, yeah.
And he doesn't open one of them, and then he fucks that chick when he gets back, or it's implied.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a woman's divorce papers. Never get shipped or something.
Oh, right. He works for
end,
FedEx.
He works for FedEx. It's a FedEx ad, that whole...
Does he get... It would be awesome if he... Too bad it doesn't take place when pocket pussies existed.
Yeah. Well, you could just use your hand on the island.
I guess.
Honestly, you could construct a lot of probably exciting pocket pussy options.
Where was he? What part of the
I'd
world?
I'd probably just kill myself like 2 days in.
Yeah.
Like, this sucks.
I would just start swimming and die in like a half hour. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, if I had my guitar, dude,
it would be cool.
Fine.
It would be cool for like 2 hours.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Yeah.
But you'd get sunburned as shit.
Well, you get sunburned as shit, but it's also like you're like completely isolated.
Yeah.
There's no point to your life.
Is there drinking water? What do you do for water?
I'm sure even
you
if you could
catch
do all
rain.
That, it's like what is the point? I mean, you're basically in solitary confinement.
Right.
Yeah, you go insane.
You get
sure.
sunlight, but yeah, you'd be fucking, you're trapped on a fucking island.
Mm-hmm. But it's the memory of Helen Hunt's pussy is what gets him through
nice.
It. That's
Is there thought bubbles and it's just a close up on a pussy, like a graphic close up?
She's just in Annapolis fucking Jack Nicholson right now.
No, it's just fucking Paul
she's
Reiser.
She's in a different
dude.
Movie!
Oh, as good as it gets.
Yeah.
That movie takes place in Annapolis?
The end, I think they go to Annapolis for something.
Uh-huh. You guys ever
that's
been to Annapolis?
All, it's beautiful.
It's nice.
I remember Cuba Gooding Jr. plays a gay guy, and Jack calls him his fag neighbor.
That's right.
That's
and my dad...
Greg Kinnear plays the neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh,
what do you mean
Cuba
Greg
Gooding Kinnear?
Jr.?
Cuba Gooding Jr. plays the boyfriend slash manager
right.
of... The Greg Kinnear's character is like some kind of artist.
I watched As Good As It Gets
and
with my dad.
He hires assistants...
I watched it with my mom.
I've watched it alone numerous times, and it's a great movie. It used to be one of my favorites.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so
Carol the waitress meets Simon the fag.
Simon the fag, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that line, I was watching it with my dad, and my dad laughed a little too loud. And
yeah.
He thought that was...
Oh, good show! That's the character, not me!
No, no one's ever called
gay.
Me a fag.
He's, a good, he's a family man, guys.
Rollerblading equipment.
He's done a lot for me.
I'm
oh,
not
Oh, no,
gay.
Now you're bringing back the rollerblades into this.
His legs barely going off the edge of the couch. The rollerblades are just up, facing the TV.
Oh, good show.
Shot.
Yeah, I used to fucking intern at the Maryland State House of Delegates. Well?
I think of a man, and then I remove reason and accountability.
That's true. Dude, you should put that on a mug.
That's
and it just says, it's as good as it gets on
it. That's a line from the movie.
Yeah, I know. You should put that and then say, from as good as it gets.
That would be good. People would just buy that shirts that say, from as good as it gets. Yeah. Just do quotes and say, parentheses, yeah. From as good as it gets.
From as good as it gets. Hold on, you might give scumbag Vinny some ideas on shirts.
Yeah, don't.
He's like, he said to me,
I stopped responding.
He's like, what do you think about this one? And it's just a million things. It's like, remember when I said Big Mouth and the Gay Sex Fest? Festival and Ben Margera.
Area 51. Shut up. I'm done with Vinny, honestly.
Are you?
I'm over it.
Vinny's always got a place in my heart, man.
Yeah, Vinny's too much of a piece of shit. Not that kind of like. The thing is,
he's trying to get on my show in San Diego.
Where this ends is
he's like
Vinny.
Writing on the Facebook event and being like, bro, can someone fly me out and I can roast battle Adam? Like,
in a just world, Vinny would have his own like Statler and Waldorf box on the Jenny Jones show with fucking Rude Jude.
Yeah, dude.
And that would be his life.
Yep.
You know, but
I would love to see his commentary.
There's no daytime TV anymore. There's no home for guys like Vinny.
Yes. When I think Vinny Beetle, I think
Jenny Jones. Yeah. All right. We've got scumbag Vinny here today. And he's going to be telling fat girls what they need to do to get him to lick the pussy. Yeah, I used to fight guys in my neighborhood because it's Italian.
Like, the Italian
part
of Connecticut.
What about her appearance? Have you seen that Jordan Peterson bot?
No.
Somebody wrote some program or whatever that can, you type things in and it just sounds like Jordan Peterson.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You guys keep talking.
Oh, he sounds so much like Kermit the Frog.
He does. Damn. Fuck. I wish I'd known about this so I could make it say gay shit.
Yeah. It's literally the first thing anyone did. Stav had a great idea.
What, guys?
Everyone was making it say normal things.
Yeah, that Jordan Peterson would usually say.
Yeah, you guys are having him say like stuff like fairy tales are actually not good.
Are you?
Archetypes are stupid.
Trans people are actually not.
The Art of Sucking Dick by Dr. Jordan Peterson. Read to you by the author. Jordan Peterson, Chapter 1, Dick Sucking in the Workplace. Slob on my knob, like corn on the cob. Check in with me
and do your job.
Lay on the bed and give me head. Don't have to axe.
Don't have to bait.
Jordan is my name. Sex is my game. Let's call the boys. Let's run a train. Squeeze on my nuts. Lick on my butt. The natural curly hair. Please don't touch. Suck. First, I'm going to stack my flow. And then what?
Dude, oh, yeah. I love 3-6.
Who made that?
So
that's incredible.
I don't know, but you can tell Adam's upset.
Why?
Because he wants to be the one who made it.
Did you make it?
I did not make that, no. And whoever did, I much respect. Dude, I was listening to a 3-6 song the other day, and the hook was just... It was a
sip on some scissor.
Well, no.
Can you believe it? Can you believe that?
No, it was just lick my nuts, suck my butt, lick my nuts, suck my butt.
Ha 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 ha.
I love it.
Sucking on my penis.
Sucking on my penis.
Sucking on my penis.
We did that. I did that one with the gay kid at the freestyle club.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Making that boop hard with my mouth. You can fuck my ass. All right, you lose.
Okay, time's up, Marcus. No more gay freestyles, man. Mr. Johnson said you got to give me my whole time.
Everybody guess they time. You can't kick me out of freestyle club just because I'm gay.
Sucking on his dick.
Sucking on his penis. Making his penis hard. Fucking my ass. Fucking my mouth.
Oh my God. Shut up, Marcus. God damn.
Marcus, it doesn't even rhyme.
Well, lunch is over. I guess
I hate this fucking club.
Freestyle club.
It's the gay kid ruining freestyle club. Rap about some other shit, man.
I can't wait to suck a penis. The veins on my lips.
We don't care you gay. Just stop saying
feels
gay
like
shit.
Like the ridges on a Snickers bar.
Rap about guns, man.
Yeah, I got my 9 on me. Okay, there we go. And I can't wait to suck on it like a penis. It reminds me of a penis. I can't wait to suck on my 9.
Damn, that's pretty dark.
Yeah.
Don't kill yourself, bro.
Damn. I wish I could freestyle, man.
Yeah.
That would be such a fun skill.
That would, be so cool.
That would be funny if you became a freestyle rapper.
Should I, dude? Should I have a career shift? Just go.
There's different types of freestyle.
There was, there's an era of like, who's that fat Jewish guy that was like a battle rapper?
Action Bronson?
No. No.
The fat Jew?
No, yeah, the fat Jew. Should we find that guy and slap him around a little bit?
I saw him.
Why? Because he's
walking around
jokes?
The city.
Yeah.
Who cares?
He shouldn't be rich.
Yeah, but no.
I think he lost some deals off of that. People saying you steal.
No
jokes.
One gives a fuck, dude. No one cares if you steal.
No one cares.
This whole country was founded on stolen jokes.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We stole this jokes? Land.
Yeah. I mean, Native American culture was a joke. I mean, you could call it. You can say for the most part it's a joke. I don't think they were serious about any of that.
No. I don't know, man.
They weren't taking it serious.
Yeah, no. They're like, well, what if I lived in a teepee?
That's a good bit. Honestly, not a bad bit.
What if we didn't have a language and we just... What if we let the buffalo tell us where to live? That'd be fun. They were doing... It was all a bit.
Yeah. Oh, I guess. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. We kind of stole the whole country from them.
Did they have any like big-ass stone buildings? Or no?
No.
But in the Aztecs did, didn't they?
They had
teepees. Old as
shit. They had teepees and wigwams.
No one had like a big ass stone building?
No. There was not a single building in the United States, continental United
no
States.
No way, dude.
South America had stuff for sure.
Yeah. That's not true.
No. No, it's true, dude.
No, it is true. There's literally not a single part of American Indian culture as far as the continental.
No, world. Nick, they had like adobe.
They
huts.
Had no languages.
He's going Stormfront right now.
Yeah.
I do like that the Hopi Indians still live at the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it's really hot down
they're
there.
Like, why don't you try to come down here?
Come down here. We got something for you.
I go, you can suck my fucking dick if you want to come down here.
Suck my dick.
Suck my dick.
Penis.
I'm gay.
Dude, let's go to the Grand Canyon and play the penis game.
Hell yeah, dude.
Probably so fun.
Mm-hmm. That'll show people.
Stop saying that.
You can't tell me what to do. You're not my fucking dad, bitch.
Yeah, I'm here without my dad for a
my
reason.
My dad can suck my dick and so can you at the Grand Canyon, which is also Adam's asshole's name.
The Grand Band.
Thinking of a pun. Look, his eyes just rolled back into his head.
I'm very tired.
Yeah.
This coffee isn't working.
You want the rest
Bro,
of this?
You're a mechanic now, dude.
It's good, dude.
A touch of milk. Lightly sweet.
Yeah, it's got a touch of milk and sugar.
A touch of bilk.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
What's bilk?
It's milk from a guy named Bill.
Bilk.
Yeah. I've got nipples.
Yeah, did you see that New York Times article that's like a tenth of fucking sperm donations are just the doctor's
dude.
What?
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even fucking the like,
which is like, it's like, okay, so that means that a tenth of that industry is people that are like sexually assaulting their company.
Yes, literally raping them.
Yeah. So it's like, what percentage of childcare workers? It's like, or fucking, I mean, it's like, oh, the world is as bad as you.
Everyone's think. A rapist. 10% of everyone is a rapist.
Yeah. Except guys like us who have a job where the only people we interact with are, you know, each other.
We play rock, paper, scissors, and we rape the guy who loses every 6 months.
I wouldn't say what we do to Adam is rape. He likes it.
Yeah.
She likes it.
What do you mean, she?
Well, just, you put the wig on in the dress.
You guys can do whatever you want. Just don't misgender me.
All your jewelry on.
Come on, bro.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man.
I only have one small earring, and that's the only jewelry I have.
I was trying to think of something earlier about how like people say like rape is about power. Mm-hmm. But it's like rape is about flower power.
It's like the countercultural movement.
Oh, that's a big thing.
That's
about
what the free love movement is about.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Flower power is doing whatever you please.
Including someone's body.
To pleasure yourself.
To pleasure your cock.
To please your honor.
What about a rapist that was like, nevertheless, he persisted?
You'd be like, I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm from the 70s, okay? I'm from the free love movement.
Different culture,
Woodstock.
Man.
You know, things were different out in Long Island back then. Okay? You know, I know you see my long hair and you think rule breaker.
Mm-hmm.
You think, get the hell out of here, hippie. Well, tell you what, my free love ideas, John Lennon said they're gonna free the world.
They're going to free the world.
So that woman can say whatever she wants. I know that my spiritual guides are on my... Okay, 25 years.
You're guilty. Are you done? This is your sentencing. You're already guilty. So you're going to jail for life.
And I would.
This is your fourth rape.
It's a free love movement.
I can't believe you kept slipping through the cracks. You're going to jail forever. Yeah.
When I converted my Mercedes to biodiesel, I drive around Long Island raping women.
Yeah, like this year, like 10 years ago. He's been raping people in 2005, starting 2005, and he uses the free love movement. Yeah.
I'm a hippie. Listen, sustainable use, compound. I've been wearing my homemade sandals for the last 10 years. It's about Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm. You know, all right, you're guilty. Stop talking, please.
You can't talk your way out of this, sir.
I go around this town. I got my Todd Rundgren cassettes playing.
Hell yeah.
I got my fucking Divas on. And I'm getting some free love. I'm doing some flower power. It's not about sex. It's about flower power.
It's about flower power.
Woodstock 99,
throw
baby.
The mamas
never forget.
And the papas.
No, Woodstock 99.
Woodstock 99.
That was my Woodstock.
Limp Bizkit.
Mm-hmm. Bands that were about free love.
Oh yeah.
Corn.
Fucking Counting Crows.
Oh yeah. Dude.
Eagle Eye Cherry.
Jamiroquai.
Mm-hmm. Who else was? Who was at Woodstock 99?
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
Jimmy's Chicken Shack.
Kid Rock.
Or was he only at HF Festival?
DMX was. I know that.
DMX was.
That video of him playing at Woodstock 99 is amazing.
I remember going to my cousin's wedding and then watching Woodstock 99 on their TV when she went back home to breastfeed her kid that she already had.
Wait, at the wedding?
I think right after the wedding. Yeah.
Nice.
She got married, but she had already been knocked up and had a kid.
Damn.
Married afterwards.
Sounds like a fucking slut, dude.
Yeah. Limp Bizkit, Korn, The Peppers, The Creed.
Or maybe I'm conflating two different things. Because I remember a wedding, and then I remember just being at their house.
Looking at her tits.
Well, I remember she had a baby. Yeah, it was weird to me. I think that happened. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
My aunt breastfed my cousin in front of me, too, one time.
Oh, yeah. The first time.
What the fuck?
The first time I saw a baby sucking on a titty, I was like, what the fuck is this bullshit? This is fucked up, dude. Yeah.
I love
that. Why is that lady putting... Yeah. I get horny when I look at titties and you're putting that shit in a baby's mouth.
Dude, I saw that. I remember Woodstock, I told you I saw that at Lucha before I came into
Woodstock
the pod.
Woodstock 99 was on TV. And I remember, because like TV used to have this like big impact on me, like I felt like it was this thing that announced important cultural events that I was not invited to and I would never participate in.
Yeah,
so to see like a bunch of people at a concert, it just frightened me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I don't know what.
Dude, I remember Woodstock 99. I remember being like, damn, I wish I was at Woodstock 99.
Yeah,
and I've never listened to any of the fucking bands.
Yeah, right.
Like
everyone
like,
got
I'm
raped. Not,
yeah, it was like I'm never gonna be that cool.
Damn.
I'm never gonna know how to like surf or make friends at a beach.
Yeah, I wanted to surf. For
I wanted.
Sure,
I wanted to be a guy that knew how to go to a beach and be like, "What's up?
What's up? How we doing?
Yeah,
join in on the volleyball game.
Mahalo.
Yeah. Yeah. Name's Kyle. Cool. Yeah, I'm the new guy in town. It's like, actually, no, I've been in this town for a while, and everyone thinks I'm a faggot. It's hard, Kyle. It's hard being the new guy. Well, have you tried being the guy that's just been here the whole time and everyone hates anyway?
Yeah, yeah. They've all made their minds up and think he's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
I'm that guy.
Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm. Learn how to surf.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I know. I've
surfed before.
Shut up, dude.
God damn it. You don't know how to surf.
I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help myself.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
You're lying.
I've ridden longboard before.
Adam in a surfboard with a safety net all around going up to the top.
Well, it had a... It was kind of similar.
Sad pushing him around in a kiddie pool. You're doing it, Adam. You're surfing. And then he's drowning in the kiddie pool because he can't get his rollerblading equipment off. And Adam's like, Dad, just try harder. He's like, I love you.
I love you. Keep surfing.
Just keep surfing. Don't ever stop surfing.
Dad, stop surfing.
Dad, no.
One of them put enough water, gets in his ass.
A local gay retard drowned in a kiddie pool today. Sorry.
He's not retarded.
He didn't drown, dude. Yeah. His ass filled with
That's
water.
That's not me. I'm just being the local Hispanic reporter.
Yeah. But who sounds white?
I sound white until I have to describe the local Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Damn, I could go for a gordita.
Yeah. It's funny when the newscasters do that, but if you had like Cuomo on or somebody, you know, just like an Italian newscaster that's like, the restaurant features mozzarella. Gabagool. Lasagna. Hey, let me get some lasagna niche.
Mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella. Yeah, I don't know how to speak my own fucking language over here. Yeah, I don't even know how to fucking communicate with fucking anybody. I barely learned fucking English, and now I'm fucking up the other one too.
God damn, when Paulie goes to Italy, dude, that shit's the best.
It's my favorite. Commendatory, dude.
Commendatory.
Respect.
Now that's respect.
Respect. I like it.
I got all of Homicide Life on the Street on DVD for $10.
Huge pickup.
So sick.
Love it.
On huge DVD? Pickup.
Yeah. DVD.
They got
DVD.
Caruso on there, huh?
No.
Or is that NYPD Blue?
It's CSI Miami.
No. He's in one
he's
of
on,
those.
He's on NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
Homicide is Yaphet Kotto, John Pulido.
Oh, yes. Pulido.
Andre Brauger. Yeah.
That's my
Let me ask you something. Why is it that the Italians... He's like, oh, he's one of those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I've only seen like episodes.
You think Lincoln was murdered by John Wilkes Booth? Or maybe some other guy? There's a lot of that.
Homicide was like episodic. It was like SVU, right? It was like every episode was like a different...
Yeah. There's different cases and shit. But there are like over...
Through lines?
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch that shit.
Yeah, it's a great show. Yeah. And there's a lot of like Richard Belzer as Munch.
Yeah. Belzer, dude, just milked that shit.
Yeah.
He was Munch. He shows up in The Wire.
He was the host of all the young comedian specials on HBO.
The season 2 episode, Bop Gun, is like such a fucking good episode.
Bop Gun?
Yeah. It's Robin Williams guest stars.
Where he gets bopped off?
He gets bopped off.
He gets hit. Ooh, I'm getting hit.
Yeah.
Ooh, my
dick's hit. I'm being raped.
Someone's got a gun.
I'm being raped here by a criminal. Yeah. Who's this guy? Oh,
he's
a...
Oh, he's got free legs from Long Island.
Oh, he's from Long Island.
Oh, it's one of those Volkswagen.
He's got a flower in his hair. Oh, he's John Lennon. He's bigger than Jesus. Now I'm bigger than Jesus. Now I'm getting hard. Oh, I'm confused by my own body. I don't know if I like it or hate it. Oh, I'm being raped. It's rubbing my prostate. Prostate? How about a constate? What's the opposite of a prostate? Is it a pussy?
Man, can you just stop doing that, please?
Quiet. I'm trying to get my nut off.
I'm trying to rape you, man. Can you shut up?
Yeah. Come on.
Damn, you're too annoying to be raped. This guy won't stop free associating.
Yeah, he plays.
While I'm trying to get my nut.
He plays like they're a white tourist family that's like in town.
Oh yeah.
And they like wander away from the inner harbor and they're looking for their car and the teens try to mug them and then the wife is like, not on my watch, because she's used to like PTA meetings or asking for the manager, and they blast her.
Damn.
She gets blasted.
Pop, pop.
And then it's fucking...
Bodymore Murderland, bitch.
Yeah, and then the...
300 plus bodies a year.
Robin Williams is... Well, in 1993, it's probably like 700.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
With like less people living in the city.
With 200,000 people living there.
Yeah. No, D.C. and Baltimore in the early 90s were like... just, I mean,
oh, dude,
fucking war zones,
right? Yeah. Isn't that why they changed the name from the Wizards or to the Wizards from the Bullets?
From the Bullets, yeah.
Yeah, I remember, dude. Greektown was so bad that they just like...
And that did it. That actually stopped all of the crime.
It stopped crime.
They, a bunch of gangsters got into fucking casting spells.
Yeah.
After that.
And then they were like, please, can you move to Prince George's
County? We're trading in our guns for Harry Potter novels. We're going to get into reading Harry Potter.
Yeah, Greektown just had some fucking guys. They just hired their own private police force, basically.
Oh, like the Jews.
Well, no. We went within the
system. Sham Reem.
We hired a retired like police commissioner who was Greek, and he just like stole resources
Frank
from
Sabaka.
People that needed it more. Yeah. And Greektown was like safe in like by the mid 90s, but the rest of the city was fucking dog shit.
Anyway, so then Robin Williams's family is like he's like just in shock and like trying to like. You know, his daughter's like, when's mommy coming back? You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And he's like, I don't know, child. I don't know. Probably pretty soon. Do you want to play? Look, it's the bunny. I got to go in the other room. it's like an amazing performance by him.
He's a great actor.
Yeah. And then, but like he walks in on the detectives being like, yeah, did you see Crybaby early? Like, just fucking...
Jeez.
They're like, roasting him, making fun of him?
Yeah, and he's like, what the fuck? And he goes to, like, the... I mean, I haven't seen the episode in, like, 10 years, but I'll probably rewatch it again, so I might be fucking up the details. But he goes to, like, the fucking watch commander or whatever, and the watch commander's like, these guys deal with, like, 900 fucking murders a year.
Yeah.
They're like, he's like, they all have PTSD. I don't know what the fuck you want me to tell you, but, like, they can't, like... They cannot process this in a way where there's any emotions attached to it whatsoever, or like they'd kill themselves.
right.
It has to be funny.
Yeah, it has to be funny, which is how the Native Americans lived.
Yeah, that was their motto, dude. Their credo.
Yeah,
because they killed each other.
I know I'm
so
repeating
much.
Myself, but every time I hear that fucking "my culture isn't a costume thing," it just drives me insane.
Because it is a costume.
It's literally a costume.
Yeah.
That headdress is not like, that's not like going to Chinese buffet where, there's Native Americans around all the time. You never see them. They dress like fucking whoever.
Yeah.
You
know? It's a headdress. Cool costume. It would be if they wore
a tuxedo. If there was a fucking, we were like, oh, that's
a white guy.
Oh, that's not a costume. It's like, well, he's wearing a masquerade ball fucking Birdman and a tuxedo. It seems like it is a costume.
That would be a good white person costume. Tuxedo. Yeah.
James Bond.
Yeah, why people do be
white
wearing
white people
those
be wearing tuxedos.
Tuxedos.
If you saw a Native American guy wearing a top hat, tops and tails... I'd going around like, full dinner dress.
With
the gloves.
Awesome.
With like the big neck thing, you know, looking like the guy on the New Yorker.
Yes.
You wouldn't be like, that's not a costume.
I'd be like, that looks tight, dude.
Yeah, that looks cool.
I would say that looks
like,
cool.
Yeah, sick costume.
Mm-hmm.
No, I would say that's a sharp-dressed man.
That is a sharp-dressed man.
Everybody crazy for a gay guy with a hard-ass dick.
You got it.
Girls go crazy for a guy who sucks a dick.
A song about how you're gay to get pussy. I'm crazy for my gay ass dick.
ZZ Top's actually a band about falling asleep while getting your dick sucked. I'm gonna catch a little ZZ Top.
I want ZZ Top. That's my favorite shit on earth, dude. I honestly love getting ZZ Top.
Yeah.
Waking up to getting my dick sucked.
Yeah.
Now that's a great feeling, dude.
Yeah.
That's quite the way to start your day.
Mm-hmm. Damn. I'm looking at the lineup for Woodstock 99. I wish I was there.
Who else?
You got Fatboy Slim.
Oh, yeah. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother.
Wyclef Jean and Refugee All-Stars. That's probably around the era when
Haiti
the
was cool.
The Carnival came out.
That's back when Haiti was sick.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That album's sick. John Entwistle from The who's dead now.
Fuck him.
Dude, it looks...
Suck my dick.
Creed with Robbie Krieger.
Gay. What? Who's Robbie Krieger?
From, what do you call it? The Doors.
Who?
The guy from The Doors.
Fuck
the
Doors,
guy
dude.
From The Doors, dude.
The guitar guy from
Your
The
Honor,
Doors.
I'm
they didn't have a guitar,
it.
Dude. It was a keyboard
they didn't
and drummer.
Have, a
Your Honor, have you ever heard of The Doors?
They didn't have a bass. Godsmack? Megadeth?
Godsmack's tight.
Collective Soul.
Godsmack's a good band.
Seven Dust.
Collective Soul is good.
Elvis Costello, Jewel. Oh, I love her, dude.
Elvis Costello.
I was at this wedding this weekend, and there was like a acoustic guitar girl playing while they walked down the aisle, and I just fucking fell in love with her.
Yeah.
And I did not talk to her, but she was playing
She
Jewel.
Texted me. She said your dick was small.
She said that.
If she listens to the podcast, I was at this wedding.
No, she doesn't listen.
Yes.
No, that's
Hello?
Not her. Shut
Hello?
Up, bro.
Hello?
That's not her. You're doing
yes. it. This is, yes, this is Mullen speaking. Ooh, it's the girl from the wedding.
This is your mom?
No,
no,
this
Mullen.
Is the used
I
the
thought
phone.
You said this is Mrs. Mullen.
No, this is Mullen speaking. This is, I use a professional telephone voice because I've been trained in telephone enunciation Dude. Classes, which I have an associate's degree in. Excuse me, but I have an associate's degree in telephone enunciation. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my God, dude. The lineup for the East Stage on Saturday, July 24th, 1999. This is crazy lineup. Kid Rock, into Wyclef Jean, mm-hmm. into the Counting Crows, into Dave Matthews, into Alanis Morissette, into Limp Bizkit, into Rage, into Metallica.
Metallica. Dude, that is awesome.
that sounds like the best concert ever.
Fucking, I mean,
Alanis Morissette, three acts later, you got fucking Rage.
Rage Against the Machine. That would. That's fucking.
Suck, suck, suck. My dick.
Yeah, that's how you know you're fucking like old if you're like, unironically, fuck yeah, that would. Be
I would.
I don't want it. I have no interest in that concert.
Yeah, I mean, I would leave when Rage was done.
Yeah,
but it's like this.
You wouldn't see Metallica.
No, this is 1999 Rage.
That's 1999 Metallica. That's when they had Jason Newsted.
I thought you said Megadeth, not Metallica.
No, Metallica.
Yeah,
that would be so weird if Megadeth was headlining all those people.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah, we're gonna put Megadeth on last.
Yeah,
after everyone on that lineup is more famous. Hey, what happened? Who did John Grisham fuck in that book? You never finished that story. Yeah.
Well, it's Tom Cruise's character from the movie.
Crom Tooze.
From the firm.
His character.
So
Crom
the protagonist
Tooze.
Fucks some
shit.
I only want to play
a guy named Crom Tooze.
Dude, that book.
I'll be in the movie. But the character has to be named Crom Tooze.
Have you seen the
I get
firm
confused.
The movie?
What is going on? You're ordering a sandwich. Thank you. Very good, Tom. But this scene doesn't require that level of intensity. Okay. All right, we'll do it again.
That movie, Wilford Brimley plays the bad guy.
Yes.
And Tom Cruise, we've talked about it. He's like chasing
I've never him. Seen the movie, so tell me what in the book happens. He gets pussy?
In the book, he like gets involved with this law firm that I think he has to do some
On the
shit.
Beach.
And so he goes down to the Caribbean. He goes to a tax haven.
He's pretending
and some
he's
bitch,
read the book.
No, some bitch. He fucks some bitch. And I think it was like a setup, actually.
Was she an islander?
She was like a fine-ass island beauty.
Nice.
Yeah, with beautiful...
With shells in her hair?
Yeah, they were talking about like her nipples and in the sun. And
really?
Yeah, it was turned me on
that's
when I was
awesome.
A kid.
Did they describe her pussy?
No, they don't describe the pussy, but you know, that's really where the imagination, you know, goes.
Did they describe
it.
What it feels like? What her pussy smelled like?
I don't
Tom
think
Cruise
they
sucks,
talk about
man.
The smell.
No.
I couldn't disagree more, dude.
Come on.
I think
Tom
he's
Cruise
a fucking,
doesn't suck.
I think he's a fucking movie star. And
he is
him.
A movie star, but he sucks.
No.
He seems like he would not be.
The Mission Impossible series is great.
Yeah, those are good movies. But he seems like
he
would not be.
And he does all
be,
his own
all him.
Fucking stunts.
He seems like he would not be chill at all.
Of course not. He's a fucking crazy. And no one that talented is
He's not
chill.
Cool. I don't think he's a cool guy, but as an actor,
he's
I
perfect.
Fucking love
he
him.
He lights up the damn
Eyes
screen.
Wide Shut is so good, dude.
Eyes Wide Shut is good, but not because of Tom Cruise.
Cock Wide Shut.
Dude, I mean, it's...
I've never seen the movie. I can't speak to
it's
it.
It's really good, dude.
But I will say Mission Impossible, he freaks it. All
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, he kills it, dude.
Without him, there's no movie.
No.
There's no Mission Impossible. You can't make Mission
Impossible. You can make
Mission
Impossible.
That who's in Tom? Who's in Mission Impossible?
You know
Impossible?
A movie I rewatched a couple months
good.
Ago and
Jackie
it didn't.
Chan.
It didn't hold up.
Nah, dude, too Chinese.
Easily. No,
no.
First of all, you're fucking racist.
Jackie Chan. No, because Mission Impossible is all about the mask.
Yeah,
right.
Which means you could easily just.
Yeah,
have
but he can't
Jackie
do the
Chan.
Voice. Oh, they do the strip on your neck.
They
where
do
it
the strip on
your
neck.
Yeah, change your.
That's not until Mission Impossible 3.
I think so.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Philip Seymour Hoffman as the bad guy?
Yeah. Just shove the bomb in my ass.
It's really
fucking turn me
that's,
around.
And that's
just,
one of his best performances.
Just turn me around and fuck me in my
Jackie
ass.
Jackie Chan is not as good at acting as Tom Cruise.
No.
Just fuck me in my ass. Just shut up and fuck me in my ass. Just shut up and fuck me in my ass. One of the greatest, the greatest actors.
James people crying. It's at his funeral. Everyone's like, yeah. Oh my God.
Come on,
no
man.
No one's ever done work like that.
Just fuck me in my ass just once. Just let me get a taste.
He gets head.
I just want to feel. I just want to feel fucked in my ass. Just feel it once. I don't know what it sounds like.
I didn't know that was fucking motherfucking. The first one was Brian De Palma.
Yep.
That's wild, dude.
Yep. And the first one is still so fucking good, dude. Yeah.
They are a good movie to run through. If you do a double feature, and by double feature, I mean you watch every Mission Impossible, and then you watch every Fast and the Furious. Mm-hmm.
Is it five now?
Six.
Six.
Yeah. Ghost.
Dude, he jumped from fucking space in the last one, and he actually did it. And he broke his leg, and like they had to like stop production for
That's
6 months.
That's weird, though, that he became an action star, isn't it?
It's so sick.
He was just like a regular-ass famous motherfucker.
Well, hold on. What was the first action... He kind of blew up with
he was in Top Gun.
Top Gun. Top Gun is the movie
it's
that
not, it's not
he was
quite
in Taps before
movie.
That. He was in
Days
risky
of Thunder is
kind of
risky high you know
high concept.
Not high concept.
It is a high concept movie.
It's you know it's not action, but it's
Days of Thunder
what's the
is
word for it.
Is it well? It's a high concept movie.
I didn't, but that's not the word I was looking for. Oh. High
octane.
High octane.
That's exactly the word I was looking
high
for.
High Accutane dick. Action.
I was on Accutane.
I know. It's apparent.
That's why I got these beautiful acne scars all over.
I'm going to look up all of Tom Cruise's fucking.
Dude, he's the best. Edge of Tomorrow is so good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
But what was his main shit?
Dude, he turned down...
I mean, his Mission Impossible was his main shit. That's what, like, that's what, if you want to talk about turning him into, like...
Jerry Maguire.
Do his own stunts. But, no, Days of Thunder.
Oh, Rain Man. Color of Money. He was great in Color of Money. Born on the 4th of July.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was like a fucking...
Mostly what I mean is that he seems like he just sucks.
A Few Good Men,
he's
the firm.
He's a fucking weird Scientologist.
Yeah, of course,
but there's plenty of movie stars that are, like, movie stars that don't seem like they would suck. Jack Nicholson, fucking Paul Newman.
Paul Newman would be
Paul
awesome. Paul
Newman's like the greatest person that's ever lived.
He seems cool.
Robert Redford seems like he would be like a dumb, boring
Robert
lib,
get head
but
for,
like
yeah.
he wouldn't. He would be all right.
Yeah,
you know.
And he's hot. He was hot.
Like if you went to an event hosted by Robert Redford, he'd be a nice guy or whatever. But at some
shake
point,
your hand warmly.
At some point, he would say about like how badly he misses Obama and how we just need to get Obama back. And you'd be like, "Shut up!
Shut up, you old bitch!
Shut up, you dumb fucking piece of shit!"
That's right. Dude.
And then we'd be like, "You're in his house.
You're at an like, Obama fundraiser.
He's not being chill.
Yeah,
he's supposed to be chill." Why aren't you fucking chill like Paul Newman was? Did you guys have sex in the 60s?
Be honest.
Tell me honestly.
Be honest. Did
I'm
you fuck Paul Newman?
I'm being chill. I'm the one being chill.
Dude, fucking Magnolia, he's so good.
Fagnolia.
That's true.
And it's a movie Adam was in about a guy who kisses flowers. On the, and he has,
that is true.
There's
likes,
nothing gay about
he makes a boyfriend
flowers.
Out of flowers.
No, I don't know if you've heard of George O'Keefe. A flower represents pussy.
That's
why I kiss them.
What a fucking...
Is that real?
What a just a hack.
Yeah,
yeah
the
those,
worst.
Those paintings suck my
dick. This sucks.
She sucks
The
ass.
Only people that like that shit is like aunties that wear turquoise and silver jewelry.
Fucking George O'Keefe is basically...
Santa Fe style aunties.
It's like if you considered somebody who made magic eyes high art.
Yeah.
You know? If you got like... Yeah, he's the king of mouse pads.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
I like
you know that picture of Einstein with his
just
tongue
paint a
out?
Real pussy, bitch.
With his tongue out.
Yeah, like
yeah,
that's
yeah.
true.
Paint yeah, just paint a real pussy. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with this broad?
Einstein with his tongue out, you know. But it's Einstein sucking a dick, and then it just says the Smithsonian.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
I remember that T-shirt.
Yeah.
They that's sold that at one. The fucking, at the, which one?
The Smithsonian.
No, which one was it, though? The Natural History?
The Smithsonian or? Museum.
Have you been to the African American History Museum yet? I haven't been yet.
When did it open?
They
after we
to,
left.
They asked me to leave.
They asked you to leave? Because you were laughing?
Yeah, because I was talking in the
yeah
during the quiet guided tour.
How do you like it?
Yeah, yeah, like, you're allowed to talk in here. It's that you're making a racist point.
I hear
you think you're making some kind of point is why we're asking you to leave.
I hear it's
no,
I hear it's
there
really
is
good.
No rule against talking.
It's a museum, man.
Yeah.
Have you, oh, I'm sorry. I've never been to one of these.
Yeah.
I just came to be racist.
Yeah.
The Native American Museum sucks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I remember I was in D.C. with Ari Shaffir, and he's like, the Holocaust Museum sucks. There's nowhere to smoke weed.
Hell yeah, dude.
Ari rules.
Yeah, there's nowhere to smoke weed over there.
Just trying to get blazed at the Holocaust Museum.
Yeah, Ari grew up in like fucking Silver Spring in the
he went to yeshiva
community.
Yeah, he went to yeshiva.
That's so funny, dude.
Adam knows all of the details about every Jewish
huge person. Penis, dude. Did you know Ari has a big ass dick?
I saw it.
Adam knows all the details.
I know. I checked.
Don't Adam, all those skank guys take their penises out all the time?
Yeah, they suck each other off and stuff.
Yeah,
it's like a big part of.
They're like, this is why I could say faggot.
It's a big part of skank.
Because I did it. I bet it's like Lewis. No one challenged you.
No one said you can't.
Yeah, pretty nice hog, man. Surprising for. You know, what? I have to say, Jews are...
For what?
For a Jew. Surprisingly, Jews are surprising? Inbred, right? Aren't you?
Yeah,
but at
bit.
The same time...
Slightly.
They're slightly. Smart there's... for how inbred they are.
Well, there's different sets of inbreeding that's happened.
Mm.
You know?
We just have certain, like, congenital birth defects.
Well, what's really... What it is that...
Like Tay-Sachs and stuff.
Yeah, they're
what's
white.
What's a Tay-Sachs?
They're white people.
Tay-Sachs is, like, a disease that only Jews get.
What is
from
it?
From decades and centuries of inbreeding.
Really?
Yeah. Some sort of...
It makes you interrupt people.
Yeah. Makes you rude.
Think your opinions are yours yeah. and not stolen.
Makes you argue over...
Stolen land. I was the first one to say that Zoomers were blackpilled.
Come on, Nick. I was.
And then
I
this
said
Lewis
this
and,
is anecdotal.
This Lewis and Clark motherfucker comes into my teepee, puts on my headdress, and says, is this for girls? Well, it is now, motherfucker. Go ahead, wear the fucking headdress. I don't care.
What time is it?
It matches your regular dress.
It's 7:15. You want to get food before the show?
I do kind of want some tacos.
Yeah, let's get some tacos. Nick, you want to get tacos?
Suck cacos. That's what you're eating.
Let's you get tacos.
I don't want to fly. I don't want to do anything. I don't care
Come
anymore.
Get some tacos, please.
No, I'm going to go lift weights.
Come on. You just eat some tacos and then lift weights.
No, I'm gonna go to the gym and spend the whole night there.
Nice, dude. Yeah. Just hanging out with the guy, the with night. The fellas?
Not even. It's empty.
Really?
Yeah. At night, that place dries up. It's just me. I turn the music off. I turn the lights off.
Take your clothes off.
Just
lift,
turns on
feel
a strobe.
The lift in the fucking dark, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
By the feel of the weights. The
feel of the weights, yeah. Yep. Just dislocate every joint in your body.
Yeah. In the heat of the night, dude. Mm-hmm.
Black you just have
light,
night vision goggles
black
on?
Black light gym.
Yeah, night vision goggles, fully nude, crank the heat all the way up, sweating. Yeah,
tight old. Vision.
Bikram style.
I can find the girls that are zipped up, you know.
They're zipped up pussies.
That's, Your Honor, I call it my flower power, but when I drive around in my VW bus, I know that I'm going to find the choicest VIG.
When I'm on the shores of Long Beach, Long Island.
When I'm driving around fucking Island Park looking for women to free love. To free their love to me. And I'm thinking, I'm just playing my Woodstock 99 compact disc. I know that they're... I'm listening to Todd Rundgren. The sweet sounds of Todd Rundgren.
Do you know that he was Liv Tyler's... He raised Liv Tyler. And that Steven Tyler was her estranged absentee
biological father.
Yeah. And I think he didn't... Sorry.
I just...
Did you know that? I'm just asking if you knew.
Did you know John Voight was Angelina Jolie's dad? Okay, can I go back to doing the bit where the anaconda is a giant dick in the junk? Like, whatever the joke
is.
We can
do an anaconda bit.
Can we just get back to where me being the guy from Anaconda?
Let's go. Let's do it. I'm not opposed to
it. It's a weird... It's John Voight is a weird old white guy. Waving his big dick at people.
Oh, his cock is the size of an anaconda.
This dick will kill you 1,000 ways, baby bird. And I was like, did you know that Angelina Jolie? Oh, thanks.
No, Todd Rundgren.
I don't even know who the fuck Todd Rundgren is.
He's like, but if you know, I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drums. Oh, that guy.
Yeah. That guy.
You put the lime in the coconut.
So Liv Tyler's mom was was a famous rock groupie.
I get it, man.
That fucked all those guys back then.
This is how hidden of a fact this is, that Liv Tyler uses Steven Tyler's last name.
It's fucked up. She should go by Liv.
This is how much of a well-kept industry secret it is.
Well, a lot of people would think that Steven Tyler was the guy around, but he wasn't. It was Todd Rundgren.
Yeah.
So she should go by Rundgren.
It's a cooler name.
Yeah. A father, that's just a man that nutted inside the pussy. It takes a real man to be a father.
And that real man is Todd Rundgren.
Those guys are Maury.
Yeah.
I don't care how many people busted inside Brianna. I'm going to raise
that
little...
I'm going to take all the financial responsibility. I'm going to ruin my own life.
Even though...
Well, that guy gets to keep raw-dogging other
even
women.
Though the test went even further and said that my dick was small for no reason, they included that part of the test. Even though Maury read that... And the test says that your dick is small.
That's inappropriate, Mark.
Ooh, I'm going to raise these kids anyways. I'm going to raise them like they my own. Because you my huge bitch, Brianna. You my bitch. I just want to fucking walk around a food court at the mall with you. And I want to get into fights at FYE. I want to slap your big face around at FYE and raise them like they were my own dumbass kids. just because these kids don't have my shitty genes doesn't mean they're not going to be fucked up anyway.
They're going to have the fucking abuse. I'm not. Doesn't mean I can't abuse them.
As long as I get to abuse these kids, then it's fine by me. Because a real man is not just some sperm donor. A real man is the guy that lets his wife fuck other people. It takes a real man to just completely give up and capitulate to a world that demands everything of him, including his dignity.
Damn, that's dark, bro.
Is it dark?
Nah, dude. So. That was good.
Know. You know who wouldn't be on Maury caught dead saying, I'm going to raise these kids?
Me.
Elliot fucking Rogers.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That is a great point.
All right, this comes out on Sunday.
Yeah, this
show's already happened.
The show's happened.
Come see us at Funny Moms every Monday, but tomorrow, Labor Day. I'll be missing a couple weeks. I'll be in Greece. Then after that, see me in Philly, see me in Fort Wayne and Indianapolis, and just added Louisville.
Ooh.
And then come suck my hard-ass dick.
Louisville, Kentucky.
And I've got some shit in the works trying to get Detroit, trying to get hopefully Denver. We'll see. I don't know. Anyway, Houston in December. Gonna get that popping.
Ooh,
very H-Town.
Chopped and screwed.
Chopped and screwed.
All right.
All right. See you
guys. Bye,
guys.